What's going on, Bob? What's going on?
Damn good thing you're not from Cleveland and you're not.
I was going to say, Masai, you ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah.
I have. Tons of times.
Yeah.
You didn't stay for too long, did you?
In and out.
Best thing about it is the road leading out of town, that's for sure. That's all I can tell you.
The road leads to Toronto now.
Yeah, and that road apparently leads directly to the Toronto Blue Jays. But that's not of your concern. You have other things to concern yourself with. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your the club's performance of late and the win over the Hawks last night. Other than the blip on the weekend, team has played pretty well since Valanciunas has gone down. What have you seen that you liked? I mean, is this the emphasis on defense kind of raising the tide of all the boats?
Yeah, you know, we had to get better defensively, Bob, and I think Coach put an emphasis on that. I think we were concerned about our offense, and I think we're top four, top five in the NBA on offense. You know, I don't know how that works. I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, but, me too.
I think it's offensive rebounding. We get to the free throw line. I think we're top in those categories, and then 3-point shooting, we haven't been as bad as you know, like I think people thought we would be, or even I thought, you know, like we might struggle there a little bit, but it's picked up. So yeah, there's still many things we have to do better. You know, we have to move the ball a little bit better. We're in the second half at the bottom of the league in passes and assists, and I don't know if we ever get much better at that with the kind of guys we have on our team, but it's something that we have to make an effort to play less ISO ball. So I'm still in evaluating mood, first 25 games. If they give us this record, you know, like with all the road games we've played and teams, in the beginning we say, you know what, we'll take it. If we look at it now, you get greedy and you say, could we have won two more or a couple more, you know, like there. But other than that, the most important thing, Bob, the guys are playing hard. We've only really lost one game from a blowout that's not been close game. It's the Miami game.
Right, I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, so after, around 20 games, 19, 20 games, we haven't been blown out yet. It's a good thing, I think, for us in terms of the guys are playing hard and they compete. Yesterday is a game, yeah, you're down 17. It's a road game. It's a tough game. It's a tough city. You think our guys will kind of say, you know what, you know, let's pack this in or something. But they have a different attitude, which is good to see. And the coaches are doing a great job.
Look, I could throw you underhand pitches here, but I want to get to an issue that I know you'll be capable, more than capable of defending. But I must tell you, I was shocked when the Terrence Ross contract was announced. Mm-hmm. His performance has been substandard. I know there's some injury issues there, but I'm not seeing anything out of Terrence Ross that makes me optimistic about his future. Tell me what you see in this guy that, quite frankly, I do not.
You know, I think Bob, when you look at it, I look at quite a few things. When I look at some of the players that, first of all, I think we expect too much. You know, like from the kid, when is he going to go to the basket? When is he going to, because he's so athletic, you know, like we've pegged him, you know, like at worst to be a shooter in the NBA. And he's a top class shooter. You know, he's got that skill that when he settles down, and if that's the only thing he does, he's going to be a shooter. If I remember right, you know, like when guys like JJ Redick and Kakover, those kind of guys came in the league, it was the same thing. They've been traded tons of times. I don't mean to mention other players' names from other teams, but the people expecting and blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, like they settled down and they became the unbelievable role players that they are, which is shooting and shooting and shooting. And it's come to a point in the game where it's something you need. Secondly, you know, it's going to be $600 million, you know, like out there. to be spent next summer and less players. So whether it's having a player on our team or you or having that contract on our team is going to be valuable for us in terms of moves and things that you want to do. So we've looked at all of that and seen the value of hey, if you want to do something else or move move on from that, you know, it's something that we would have to look at. But we see Terrence with one of the things we look at. Bob, these contracts are all the same way, you know. Like when you do them at first, it just doesn't. The players react a little bit, you know, like there's anxiety and they have to settle down, you know. When we did Jonas, everybody said, why are you signing Jonas for that money? You know, like, why don't you wait till the end? Well, you know what? If we waited till the end, Jonas cost more money. When we signed Corey Joseph, everybody was like, third point guard, you know, like, why? You know, like, is he really worth that? You know, like, but that's, we have to, right or wrong, it could be a bad contract. Honestly, it could be, you know, like, we're not going to get every single one right. But all I'm saying is, these are sometimes the risks we have to take. This is sometimes the vision we have to have. That's why we're in this place to do this job. So I'm not here really to, honestly, I'm not going to like defend it, you know, like, but we see his work ethic. We see the kind of kid he is and the potential of being a shooter in this league, which is the direction of the league. I just even as a shooter, and we saw value in it.
Well, okay. I mean, I will only say from a personal standpoint, I had no issue with the Valanciunas contract. In fact, I've been a Valanciunas guy since day one. I understood he needed to develop, and he has developed, and he continues to develop. And the injury is most unfortunate, but he has become, he has morphed himself into a valuable member of this team, a significant force both offensively and in a more improved way defensively. And a guy who I think there's value there. And I think there's value in all the other ones. This is the one, honestly, Masai, that puzzled me. And I've been waiting for Terrence Ross. You know, you talked about guys putting the ball on the floor, going to the basket, getting free throws, how important that is in this game. He's a guy who has never done that. He has never shown that skill set. I don't know why, but it's just not part of his game. And I honestly wanted you to quantify your thought process on that before it got too far down the road, and you've now done that, and I'll let it stand. Kenny, jump in.
Yeah, also, Bob, you know, like not defending it, you know, like I'm just telling you kind of what we looked at.
Sure.
If you look at it, okay. We were out of the playoffs seven years or how many years we didn't make the playoffs. All of a sudden, the last 2 years, we did. Who was the starter on the team? You know, like we can say all what we want. Terrence Ross was a starter on the team, 48 wins and 49 wins. You know, like that's kind of what brought our team alive and what has brought our progress. He's part of it in some kind of way. And you can say, yeah, sometimes up and down, he was good that first year. Last year, it was a little bit up and down. So he's been part of two record-breaking seasons as a starter. So, and then this year, we moved him to the bench. He has to figure out that role, too. So those are kind of some of the things, you know, like we take into consideration when we're trying to do this stuff. And, you know, build a team, you know, like, and these things take a while. Some players, you know, like develop before some others. As long as that player cares, we see his work ethic inside, and we know that he's trying and he's playing hard, and he's been part of a program that, you know what, we're not a championship program, we're not a great or maybe not even a good team, but at least we're trending the right way, and he's been part of that.
Good enough. Kenny.
Okay. Masai, Bob said he wouldn't throw you any softballs, so I will. Huge weekend coming up. You have Golden State coming to town. You also have Giants of Africa. Both events on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. Can you just talk about, I mean, just the city that you're in and having the opportunity to do the Giant of Africa and just raise awareness, the opportunity this job has given you to talk about a man who's so special to you?
Yeah, I pinch myself every day, you know, like I come home because of this opportunity that I've been given, one, with this job, but two, the opportunity in the NBA, and it's one of the things I emphasize to this ball club when I was taking the job that, you know, I hope I can. I want to put myself in a position to help others and be in a position to maybe be some kind of a voice in Africa and to honor a great man on the day he died, who has been an inspiration. We lost a father in Africa, and I know it's going to take a while before we get another one. We want to keep remembering him and maybe even make him bigger with us. And this is just a small way. And the NBA, Adam Silver is coming down, you know, like I've been. I know both teams are going to wear the Mandela shooting shirts. It's awesome. It's awesome support. With Golden State, we gave them a great game last time. I hope we can. This time, they're a great team. It's something everybody watches and says, you know, like, it's great for the league, you know, like as a competitor, you want to beat them, you know, like you want to be one of the teams that beat them. I thought we played them pretty good. So I think it's going to be a fun night, early evening game at 5 and the event afterwards. And it'll be fun.
Masai, what did Nelson Mandela mean to you just in terms of being in the position you are today? Would you be the Toronto Raptors general manager without Nelson Mandela?
I started following Nelson, honestly, like at a later age, you know, like, and my father was my inspiration. He was a breath of fresh air and the guy that always told me, you know, like the right things, be good to people, or be good to the next person because you don't know where it comes around. And then I just started studying Nelson Mandela and had the opportunity to meet him. And whether it was the fight for freedom or of black people in South Africa and really all over Africa, where people learn to have a voice, but also to preach education, and whether it was AIDS awareness, everything that Nelson Mandela fought for, the youth of Africa and the youth of South Africa. To me, those are the things that inspire you, and you want to do. And so when I thought of Giants of Africa, in my mind is somebody like him, and how do you help the youth? And not only in Africa, but all over the world. Because at the end of the day, guys, you look at what's going on in the world right now, and it's nonsense. You know, like, yep. it's absolute nonsense. And we older people are not going to change much in our ways. It's almost like what I said. But how can we change this? You know, where the generation is different. After us, and the only way it's done is by affecting the youth, and that's what I want to do with my camps and clinics and everything we do around them, is to teach them to be better, teach them to treat women better, teach them to treat their neighbors better, teach them to about the purpose and importance of education, teach them all these things and the value of being good people. I think we get lost sometimes, and hopefully. In the world of sports, you know, like, this is what's great about sports. We're not going to be afraid of anybody. We're fearless, you know, like, so if we go to ACC or if we go to Barcelona to watch a game or anywhere there's a sports, something going on, we're going to go in there fearless, because that's just what sports brings people together, and it brings happiness. So I don't care what anybody's doing around the world, you know, like, we're going to be proud of being sportsmen and being part of sports.
We support you in every way we possibly can, and we're always here to help you. We congratulate you on your initiatives, and good luck between now and the Golden State game. We would really like to see a victory in that one. Thanks for joining us tonight, Masai.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.